Hossein Derekhshan, welcome to London, and it's very good to meet you at last. We've corresponded by emails, read each other's weblogs for a number of years, and finally we meet face to face. It's a little bit strange.
It's not. It's our blogging tribe. We have members everywhere.
What brings you to London?
A conference in Paris next week, but London has always been my sort of dream city, and I've always wanted to see it. But now that I have a Canadian passport and I can easily travel, I don't need a visa and stuff, it could be just the beginning.
For those who aren't as familiar with your role in the blogosphere as many people, just recap what it is that you've done that has been so fundamental to bloggers, particularly in your home country, in Iran.
Basically, I introduced it. And I imported the idea of weblogs into Iran. But it wasn't something that I knew for a long time, and then after a long time I decided to make it popular, introduce it to Iranians. I discovered weblogs after 9/11 because of the press that it received. And I found out that there was a website called blogger.com in which you could sign up and start writing. But the problem was that it didn't support Unicode, which is the standard for many, many languages that you can use for having those characters, especially the right-to-left languages like Hebrew, Persian, and Arabic, that would definitely need that kind of system that doesn't exist in ASCII, which has always been the mainstream kind of code set. So as soon as I found out that, because until a certain point, blogger.com didn't support Unicode, but then it didn't stop me from starting a weblog. I was writing it manually, and I was posting it and stuff, and I guess it was about a month that I was doing this, but after about a month or so, I discovered that Blogger suddenly now supports Unicode. And exactly, I mean, as soon as I found out about that, I started to write to sort of import my own weblog into it and sort of try it, to test it and stuff. And the same night, I started writing a very simple step-to-step instruction that could enable anyone with any sort of knowledge about the computer and stuff to make a weblog for him or herself in Iran, in Persian. And that's the beginning. That was the beginning. But, you know, I'm not very happy that some people undermine my role in the whole this to just writing an instruction. I dedicated my almost 3 years of life, the past 4 years that I was in Canada, 3 years of it, the recent years, I've been dedicated on promoting it, introducing new technologies that are related to it, get famous people blogging, and it was really sort of a community making process. I was building this community and keep it this together. So for example, for a long time after that, for the first few months, I was keeping a comprehensive list of any weblog that was out there, and it was really time consuming. I had to find them sometimes. I had to always keep in touch or keep an eye on the new ones and then add them to that list that was on the left side. So, but the list grew to almost 2,000, 3,000 weblogs in about a year, and then I gave up. I couldn't maintain that list anymore.
Do you have any idea how many there are now, or is it just too many to count?
There are too many to count, but there's only one sort of census that has really counted them, and it's from 2004 by an American institution called NITLE, something like that. And based on that, there are 64,000 Iranian weblogs, which is from last year. So it could be, I say it's at least 75,000 Iranian weblogs. 75,000.
For people in a country like Iran, where there are restrictions on what you can say, what you can read, what you can broadcast, what impact has being able to write a weblog in Persian, what effect has that had on debate on mm-hmm. the way Iranians communicate. Mm-hmm.
I usually recently used three metaphors to explain that. The first metaphor is windows. It has enabled Iranians to see outside world, and the outside world to see Iranians, although they can't read that language, but it is there. The information is there and is accessible to anyone. So, for example, I'm living in Toronto, but I know what's happening in terms of pop culture, slang, and all that thing that it's never been possible to find out or to know about when you've been living outside the country or your community. The second metaphor is bridges, which I think is very important in terms of culture and social issues. And it means, by that I mean, it enables different parts of that society in Iran to communicate, and some of them for the first time. So, for example, now the parents can read their children's weblogs, and the other way, if their parents are cool enough to have weblogs, which is the case in sometimes, I guess. And, for example, between generations, which is very important and maybe unique and for the first time. So, you know, because in Iran, it's always been men who were filtering whatever women were producing, no matter it was journalism or books or whatever, or poems and stuff, it was always a filter, a male filter to do that. But now you can easily directly see that how these women, Iranian women, see the world through their weblogs.